Welcome to the Hillbilly Hunter Podcast, where we talk hunting, fishing, and conservation through the unique lens of being born and raised in the Appalachian Mountains and adventuring throughout North America.
Ooh, you can even hear that fizz on that one.
So,
yeah.
How many squirrels have you killed so far? This is the 1st of February.
A lot.
Yeah. We got another 28 days since this is a leap year. We get an extra day of squirrel hunt this year.
Yeah. It's been a lot. I had some really great days, by the way.
Yeah, that you did. I know several days you limited out.
Yes, I did.
And put a new scope on your 22.
Loving that, by the way.
Yeah. Why'd you put a new scope on?
Because I'm blind.
Ah, okay.
That is the reason why.
So that helped your average, did it?
What do you think?
Yeah, I know you're 40-some points ahead of me, so yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been lining them up and knocking them down. But I have some super secret places I don't even tell my kids. You don't even know where they're at.
True that.
And you're not going to know.
True that.
I have some honey holes that I don't think's been hunted in a long time. And it was almost like freaking stealing in that one place.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I had six within 45 minutes and only moved about 75 yards.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
And the other one was about the same, except this is on like daggone public land too. So,
honey hole on public land.
And I'm not going to tell you.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
No, I'm not.
Because as soon as somebody finds out, they'll be there.
That's exactly right. So, what about you?
I've killed a few. Not near as many as you, but when I've been out, it's been productive. But here lately, the weather's been all crappy, and the squirrels are holed up.
So. We have not had very many good weather days.
No. We've had a lot of welfare weather. Pretty during the week.
What is welfare weather?
It's pretty during the week and crappy on the weekend. So, you know, working man don't get no time.
And I think now, late season, it's all like about the weather. I mean, you can have a halfway like crappy day right in the fall and you might see squirrels everywhere. You have a crappy day now, you're not going to see shit.
No, you're not. You're not going to see anything. Rabbits, same way. I know I've seen a few rabbits and not been able to crack a shot at any, but I'm going to try to do that next time I'm out. But a day like this, it's been rainy, kind of blustery. They're not going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, we've had rain probably for every weekend the past month.
Yeah,
at least.
But tomorrow's supposed to be pretty, but it's supposed to be really windy, so I don't know if they'll be out tomorrow or not. So. Probably not.
I might have to go to one of my super secret places, which you're not invited. But
thanks a lot.
I was going to say, if I actually blindly fold you, you would figure it out. So, no.
No.
So, sorry.
I know a couple of deep hollers of wind may not blow bad in. I may slip down in them tomorrow and see what happens.
Maybe I've already been there. You don't know.
It's very possible. Very possible. Very possible. But yeah, with the small game hunting, I mean, we always have a lot of fun with it. And it's something I think everybody needs to get out and do after.
Man, it's just so much fun.
After deer season.
It's just a challenge, too, with them little 22 rifles.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to be spot on. I mean, some of the long shots this year have been over 60 yards.
Yeah, I think we're probably 65, 66 yards. And those, and that is a really long shot for the animals that we're actually shooting at.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like shooting a walnut, trying to shoot one in the head. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you've got to be right on the money.
Yep. But that's part of the challenge. That's part of what makes it fun. So, but on days like this, we've decided we'd tune on our archery equipment a little bit since we can't get out and do much.
Yeah. And we have fiddled and fiddled and fiddled for hours.
We're about fiddled out on them. So put new strings on them, tuned them up, reset everything.
Loving it right so far.
Yep. our strings had really stretched.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which mine was teetering on 4 years old, really.
Yep. Mine was three. So it was time for sure.
Because I was thinking I bought that bow in 2016, didn't use it until 2017. So, and I bought it at the end of 16. So it was right at 3 years. So I probably should have done it last year, but I didn't.
Yeah. But those strings, I mean, they were factory strings, good strings, and they'd stretched almost 3/4 of an inch.
So yeah, but I mean, we've got some really good ones on there now.
Yeah, we do. So that'll be, they're tuned back up and we're shooting good. So we got that monkey offer back. Why?
Yeah.
Why we done it now, I don't know, but.
Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's February. I mean, we don't hunt till September, but
well, no, we'll shoot all summer. You got to get on it now,
yeah,
man.
We'll shoot all summer. No, now's the time if you're going to tune.
I mean, that you can't wait.
Yeah, if you're going to tune, change strings and all that, now's the time to do it.
We usually have a rush of like, folks, I'm going to say now since season opens up earlier now, probably mid-August on till that season is like open. I mean, there's just people.
Everybody wants their string changed and
tuned
up. And
arrows and
yep.
I want sights and I want broadheads. And
yeah, when you should be doing all that stuff now and already have it ready. But most people don't operate that way. But it's something to, I mean, crappy days like this, you ain't nothing else to do. That's a good thing to do. Get a string put on your bow, get it tuned up. Then you get a pretty day sometime, you can get out and shoot.
Yep. Well, I have a lot left right on mine because I have basically changed my whole rest the way there that it was actually set up. So, but that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of it. You got to tune them up and make changes, make it shoot better, make yourself shoot better.
Yep. And usually if there's any kind of like, I guess, accuracy issues, it's usually me. It's usually not the bow.
Same way. The bow will outshoot me any day. But it's, you know, man ought to shoot every day. If you can't, at least every other day.
Or at least once or twice right every week.
Yeah, keep your body tuned up. Keep your equipment tuned up. Keep your mind tuned up. There's just something surreal about that magical flight of the arrow.
And for some reason, a lot of mine are not magical.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
And you can usually tell whenever they're that you let them go. I mean, it's like, that wasn't a good shot. And you knew it before that you let it go, but you let it go anyway.
Yep, absolutely. But back on the small game thing, I mean, I think we talked about it in an earlier podcast about ammunition. Brian's oldest son, Tyler, bought a new scope for his Ruger 10/22. Still got a factory barrel on it, and we sighted it in a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been shooting all kind of crazy ammunition. Well, he's 21 years old, so it's all about how fast will it go. So we talked him into trying some standard velocity ammunition, and he went from 6-inch groups at 100 yards to quarter size groups, or 50 yards, I mean, to quarter size groups at 50 yards. With a factory barrel, so
yeah,
he, I think he understands now it's not about how fast it'll go, but how accurate it'll get there. So,
yeah, and you know, and it's just too, and I never would have thought that that factory barrel would have actually patterned right that good or had actually shot that good.
No, I wouldn't have either.
No,
I mean,
there's no way.
I'd inch and a half groups at 50. Yeah, I might have seen that, but quarter size groups, and I mean, it was not just one time; it was very consistent. So he was pretty tickled with that. Now he says he's going to outdo us with our built rifles with his factory rifle.
Not going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
No way.
So we got a little challenge going on there too. But if you're not, if you're not out small game hunting. It's something to look at. It's something to do in the wintertime where you're not just sitting around the house getting soft and fat. It's easy done, trust me.
It is easy done.
You can get out and walk around. Whether you shoot anything or not, at least you're just out in the woods. a lot to be said for being just out in the woods. We've been doing a little predator trapping too, so we're trying to help the fawn and the turkey population come spring. So we've been trapping coons, some coyotes, and foxes. And with all the rain we've had, it's really made it tough. I mean,
yeah, it has really made it tough.
Getting around is the hard part. That's everything's sloppy.
Yeah, so just, yeah, I mean, there was a incident that happened. Do you care to enlighten us?
I do not recall what you speak of, Senator.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I was running a trap line one morning. Had made it on all the traps but one set and was coming down a really steep grade, and it rained for 3 or 4 days, and I'm in a side-by-side. And about halfway down the hill, lost all traction. As we started to go sideways, I had in my head that if I can get them wheels spinning fast enough, I can spin her around and maybe face her back up a mountain. And it didn't happen. So as it come on around, it bit and flipped. Flipped over sideways. It was you'd had to seen it. It was kind of a sideways and backwards flip. So still don't know how it done it, I guess, where I was trying to power through it. But took a pretty good jolt. Bent the side-by-side up pretty good. So, but it's just one of those things. I mean, it's I don't think – I didn't realize how really soft the ground was at the time. But it's – even when we were trying to get it uprighted and get it off the mountain, I mean, we couldn't even stand up. I mean, it was just – it was bad slick. But that's one of those things you just got to be careful with, and I was – focused on trying to get to that last set, and just, I don't know, one of those things that happens.
You was probably running wide open.
No, I wasn't
going
that
fast. Just be honest with me.
I wasn't going that fast.
I wasn't with you.
I wasn't going that fast.
You was probably hammered down.
Not down that steep.
Why won't you go faster is probably what you was saying.
No, not down that steep.
As that gas pedal was maxed out.
If that had been the case, I'd have got down it before it flipped.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm calling bull crap on that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm calling bull crap on that.
Too steep, too slick, go very fast. But, but it's one of those things. I mean, I had my seatbelt on and everything, so, I mean, I didn't get hurt. It just banged up the side-by-side and kind of aggravated me. But that was the only set I had anything in that morning. So.
And it was probably worth about 50 cents.
Yeah, maybe. But the reason we were trapping is coons and foxes will eat baby turkeys and turkey eggs. Coyotes will eat fawns. They'll eat hurt deer. They'll eat weak deer. Plus, they'll eat everything else. Coyotes will eat rabbits and whatever they can catch. So we've been seeing a lot of coyote signs, so we decided we was going to try to thin them down a little bit. Caught one coyote, one fox, bunch of coons, so hopefully that'll help the turkey population a little bit.
And then right after that, that it's just been raining almost constantly.
Yep. So after the flip incident, I continued to trap for about, I don't know, 30 days after that. And it's got so slick now that it's to the point it's almost dangerous to go check them.
It is dangerous. It's not almost.
It's just, if you're not in a rut, you're sliding. And if you are in a rut, you're sliding. And we live in some pretty steep country, so it's not worth it. I'll hunt coyotes come spring if I have to.
For sure.
But, I mean, that's something else you can get out and do in the wintertime. It'd be a lot better if we had a freeze, but.
I don't see one happening right anytime soon.
No, I don't either. And the thing about traps, they're hunting 24/7. They're always out there. They're always hunting. So a lot of people don't like it, but it's part of it. Not much market for fur anymore. I just sold some coon hides we'd accumulated over the years and got a whopping $17 out of 14 coon hides.
$17?
$17. And he didn't want to buy them all because he just didn't like some of them. So. But he did. But, I mean, it's a lot of work in trapping them and skinning them and prepping them and for $17.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost our hind end.
Yeah, there's not much market for fur anymore, but it's something that needs to be done, though. I mean, to protect the critters that you do want with the turkeys and the deer, and because you get an overrun of predators, and then all your prey animals are gone. Then there's nothing to hunt. Then I'm not very happy.
Angry.
But it's just, it's one of those things. I mean, and plus, I mean, you learn a lot about critters when you're trying to trap them. What they like, what they don't like, their travel patterns and different things. So you learn a lot about everything. Something else we try to do this time of year is we call it the Deadhead March. We'll get out in the woods and
I didn't know what you was talking about there at first.
Get out and look for a deer that maybe got shot in deer season. Nobody found them or whatever. Over the years, we found some pretty nice bucks that way. Just because we'll get down to places, walk places where most people won't go walk, and that's where the deer will go to try to get away. And that's a good activity to do this time of year, to get you out of the house and keep you on your feet, keep you moving around. It's as long as it's not snowing or bitterly cold, and it's usually a good family activity. You can get everybody out and tromp around the woods and enjoy yourself.
For sure.
So, like I say, there's all kind of activities you can get out there and do. I mean, if you don't want to trap, then you can still just get out and walk around. You can learn a lot about what critters you're hunting this time of year.
Yes.
Food's really scarce. They'll bunch up. I know last night I was looking at one of our food plots. It looks like it's been mowed by, I don't know, it ain't very tall. And there was 9 deer standing in it eating. I mean, I don't know what they're eating, dirt, but there's a little bit of green in it. And then there was 9 deer standing in it. So it tells me the food's starting to really get less and less. There was one little buck and the rest were does, but I mean, that gives me an idea what was down there. So we can start planning for next year. Know where to start shed hunting to when the horns start falling, if we're still using that area.
Yep.
And which first February, by the middle of the month, we'll probably start shed hunting. I mean, some of them will drop, some of them won't, but you got to get out there and start looking. So.
Right, yeah.
So we'll hopefully find some sheds this year.
And I also have to add to my wonderful lead.
Yeah. Yeah, we still got 28 days of squirrel season left. So
I think probably tomorrow I'm going to hit it hard. Even though it's going to be the big Super Bowl Sunday, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. So
no, I'd rather be shooting squirrels. It'd be the Super Squirrel Bowl. All this in preparation for.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, all this in preparation for Squirrel Taco Sunday.
Yeah, when is that? Right, by the way.
Well, by the end of the season, we'll have a little feast with everybody that's been involved. And last year we made a squirrel gravy soup.
I don't know what you made, but it was good.
It was really good. So this year we're going to do squirrel tacos. So probably the first Sunday after season's over with, we'll have Squirrel Taco Sunday.
Taco Sunday.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. That'll be our Super Bowl. Give out the prizes on who won the contest. So get out this time of year, do something. Walk around the woods, squirrel hunt, rabbit hunt.
Walk outside, do something.
Trap. Get out of the house.
Work out.
Yeah, work
do
out.
Do something.
Put your pack on. Go packing.
Yep.
Scout a place to hang a tree stand. Walk on the top of the hill or walk somewhere and get your binocs out and edge of dark, start looking for deer again. Something, just get out and do something. Keep yourself engaged in the outdoors.
Thanks for listening to the Hillbilly Hunter Podcast. If you would like to be a future guest on our show, drop us a email at hillbillyhunterpodcast@gmail.com.